a container of Icebreaker breath mints. She nods and smiles. The ceremony goes off without a hitch. While I feel I am guilty of a sin of omission rather than one of commission,
yeah,
because I did not actively lie to my soon-to-be wife, I must ask, am I a bad guy?
No, I think very clever guy.
I was going to say, and lucky you had the damn breath mints,
too. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I would say you were a clever and lucky guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say bad. I mean, everybody forgets stuff, don't you? That's nothing new, but I do like that.
All right, and a simple question here. Will from DeKalb, when driving and eating fruit, I will throw my fruit discards out of the window regardless of where I am.
It's America.
Highway, neighborhood, parking lot, banana peel, or apple core is going out the window. I make sure not to put anyone in any imminent danger, but am I a bad guy?
I don't like you throwing your crap out.
Especially in the city where there's a rat problem, it doesn't really help.
Yeah, I think just bad.
Throw it in the garbage can, dude.
I'm going to go up bad on that one.
Yeah, I think I am too. But that's what we're doing. 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein playing Am I a Bad Guy for Friday Fung next on The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock for the Score Update Studio.
You know, April and May in Chicago, and then obviously hopefully we're playing, you know, deep in October. You know, once it gets cold out and the three-run homers are a lesser part of the game, we still need to be able to score, and I think that was something that we felt like with Hayward and with Zobrist, you know, both guys that made contact. You know, really tough outs. I think that adds a lot to our lineup.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer explaining how his team is better equipped to manufacture runs this season. An issue in the NLCS last year against the Mets. Hoyer visiting with Spiegel and Goff earlier today on day one of Cubs convention. NBA Pau Gasol expected back tonight when the Bulls host Dallas. He missed yesterday's game in Philadelphia with a bad shoulder. Jimmy Butler scored 53 to help rally the Bulls to victory. Derrick Rose also missed the game with a knee injury. The Bulls 5-1 minus Rose this season. Hockey Blackhawks president John McDonough says Patrick Kane absolutely in the team's long-term plans. The Hawks going for their 10th straight win tonight. They're in Toronto. Football, the Lions make it official. Jim Caldwell remains their head coach heading into next season. Dirk Cutter is the new head coach in Tampa, replacing Lovie Smith. The Bucks' new defensive coordinator will be former Falcons head coach Mike Smith. Bengals defensive back Adam Jones officially apologizes to Steelers receiver Antonio Brown. This for doubting that Brown suffered a concussion last week. Brown will miss Sunday's game in Denver. Also, the Seahawks are listing Marshawn Lynch is probable for their playoff game in Carolina. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Zing Zang, not just another Bloody Mary mix. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Zach Zedman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hello there.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Am I a bad guy?
In their last moments, people show you who they really are.
He's a bad guy.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that sort of thing was frowned upon. No, because I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time.
Am I a bad guy?
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Am I a bad guy?
What he really loved to do was steal. I mean, he actually enjoyed it. Jimmy was the kind of guy who rooted for the bad guys in the movies.
He's a bad guy.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Because I'm the guy that's the bad guy.
Am I a bad guy?
You're my lawyer, so I think you should know I've killed a lot of people. I don't want to leave anything out here.
I mean, I guess I'm a pretty sick guy.
Am I a bad guy?
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again.
Am I a bad guy?
Boars and Bernstein.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And this hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You're an idiot.
How am I an idiot? I didn't have my headset. I didn't, plus, I didn't have the read in front of me.
You didn't have your headset.
I didn't have the read in front of me. I was talking to Maddie.
No, you were texting somebody.
No, I was actually, well, that, well, I was, yeah. I'm, you know why? Because I'm fully great. Functional.
That was awesome. We're going to make you an MLB scout.
I could be an MLB scout.
All right, well, now, you know the gig.
We set it up for you.
You know the drill. We set it up for you. We're playing Am I a Bad Guy? 312-644.
And we will judge you.
6767. The guy with a tattooed head is here.
Bad guy.
That guy?
That guy right wow. there. That's no good.
Wow.
That's no good.
Dude.
That's,
reassess, man. Seriously, reassess. All right, we're going to get started with Marty in Jefferson
Don't let him
Park
hear you.
On the Score. Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. This is up to you to settle a year-old argument between my girlfriend and I. Last year, I was dropping her off in Jefferson Park, Rogers Park, I'm sorry, a place notoriously known for lack of street parking. As I was waiting for her to go inside her building, I noticed a car is pulling out. As this is happening, I see a guy bust a U-turn that is headed to that parking spot. So I proceed to pretend that I'm going to park in there, pull in, wait about 5 minutes, wait for them to pull away, wait another 5 minutes, make sure they're not coming back, and then just go back to my place. My girlfriend to this day insists I'm an idiot for having nothing better to do, but am I a bad guy?
Well, yeah, for just going out of your way to prevent somebody from taking a parking space that you weren't going to need anyway.
Yes, you're an awful human being.
Absolutely. There's no
you
reason.
Reassess, too, with the same guy here. We'll put you in the same room.
No reason to
reassess
do
with our guy
here. Just to entertain yourself.
Got a 26 on his head.
And people are taking pictures of the tattoos on his head.
Keepsake. Family heirlooms.
I don't know who needs a bigger reassessment, the person who actually tattooed his head or the people who want to own a picture of a guy's tattooed head. In Janesville, Steve is on the Score. Hello, Steve.
Hey, fellas. All right, mine's a two-part am I a bad guy question. Yesterday, I went to go to a manual car wash to wash my car off, and I waited in line. There was an older, elderly gentleman in front of me, clearly struggling to wash his car. I opted to not get out and help him. So I waited, he got done, and these are credit card machines to turn the power washer pump on. So as I pull in, I get out to swipe my card, I realize the pump is still running. The guy never pushed the stop button to shut the pump off, so I washed my car on his dime. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, he doesn't forget. Oh, yeah.
So you're saying because he forgot to turn
it
off
that
he waved his right?
Yeah, turn the damn thing.
That you're supposed to pay for the next guy's?
Why not?
No,
yeah,
I say no.
What? Where'd you get a moral compass all of a sudden?
I wouldn't have done that. I would have felt bad doing that.
But you wouldn't have done that.
No. If it's still running, they can see wash your card. He pays for it. No, I don't think I know.
Maybe he got money. Maybe you got 26 on his hand.
Here's Ron on the Score. Hi, Ron.
What's going on? Hey, look here. I know I'm a piece of crap, but, you know, just right now I'm just trying to, you know, cleanse the soul. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, anyway, I was, by the way, no one got hurt in this, by the way.
Right, this sounds like it's going to be bad.
No, well, I'm a service guy, so I was fixing a television. He's one of the older televisions that have the CRT, the picture tubes in them. And I was taking a picture tube out, and this customer, as I was working, was all in my personal space. He wasn't really saying anything. He was just all over me, watching everything I do. So I carefully took off the high voltage lead without discharging the picture tube, and I went carefully set it over in the corner and draw his attention to it and walked away. Sure enough, he walked over there, touched the high voltage lead, got shocked and sat down, and then didn't bother me no more.
Was he dead?
No, he's not dead, but, I mean, 25,000 volts, but very little current, but still, it's a hell of a
just went by
shot,
here.
You know what I mean?
If you did it on purpose, then
yeah, I kind of think
just wanted him to leave me alone.
Well, you could have just said that.
Right. It's a better ending if you killed the guy. Then if you really wanted to unburden your soul
and
assuage your guilt, there's no question he'd be here with a tattooed head. No doubt in my mind.
I have to go bad guy on that. That's a bit much.
This is Jason in Jefferson Park on the Score.
Hey, gang. Over the summer, I was in Philly for work all by myself, and one of my favorite bands was playing in Philly, but I didn't have a ticket. So I walked around the parking lot and was just trying to get an extra. Found an extra, paid for it, went up to the venue to get in. It turned out to be a fake. I walked around the parking lot just completely distraught, didn't know what to do. Ended up listening to a guy on his cell phone talking to another friend of his that he had found a ticket in the parking lot. So I walked up to him and said, hey, you found a ticket. He goes, yep. I go, can I have that? He's like, yeah, no problem. And he gave it to me. The only problem was about 10 minutes before that, I had overheard another guy saying that he had lost his ticket. Now, I don't know if that was the ticket that I actually had, but I went up to the venue and went into the concert anyway. Am I a bad guy?
It all sounds like a lot of effort. It sounds like a miserable evening. It's a tough one because
it's a close call.
Because you don't know. If you knew,
don't know.
I would say if you knew for a fact
you, then you're definitely a bad guy.
Then you are. But if you didn't know, but if you also didn't want to find out. Let's put it this way. Yeah. It was a chance to be a really good guy
that was avoided.
But I'm not going to go so far as saying you're a bad guy.
No, because you might want to reassess your life.
No, I didn't say that.
I said that.
I think it was sort of chance to. It was a missed chance to be a really good guy. But it doesn't go so far.
Thank God I never missed those chances.
Oh, I know you don't. John in Forest Park, you're on the Score.
Hi guys. So a few years ago, when the Powerball hit about $500 or $600 million, everybody at work decided to throw some money in for a pool, and they decided to pick their own numbers. So I said, all right, threw my money in. On the drive home, I thought, if I handpicked every number that won the lottery, I don't want to share with these idiots. So I stopped at the gas station and bought all the same numbers again. Am I a bad guy?
Ooh. You're a sneaky guy. Yeah. I know that.
I don't think sneaky bitch is a category.
Yeah, that's...
I bet it's... Whew, man.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of borderline cases here. I can't go all the way with that, but certainly... reassess.
Tinky Winky says, even though I've already been deemed a bad guy in the segment before, I'm elbow deep in stories
we know
like this.
He is.
Yeah, as part of my job, I have to make sure all of our company's drivers know how to get where they need to go. That I had one really cocky guy who refused my directions. He played by his own rules. One trip required both of us to go to a job site about 45 minutes away, and I printed out directions just in case we get split up by traffic or stoplights, and he refused. He said he will stay on my tail, and I can't lose him. I've had enough of this guy, so I decided that our route will include as many red light cameras as humanly possible. I will drive fairly slowly, just waiting for a yellow, and then gun the engine on a yellow to see what he does. Sure enough, he went through the red because he wouldn't know how to get to the job site. And a few weeks later, when the ticket came in, he tried to blame me and said I was driving. When I pointed out my van a few lengths in front in the photo, not only did the bosses know he did it, but they realized I taught him that lesson. Am I a bad guy? No, I would say he had it coming. That you have one job to do, and that's provide directions, and you've refused.
Yeah, all right, we'll go with that. That's
I would
not
say
bad.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
It's vindictive.
There's something to it aside from being a bad guy. There's something there.
Vengeful and vindictive.
Yeah,
but
I don't mind vengeful and vindictive so much, though.
Mitigating circumstances here.
He
had it coming. Mount Greenwood, Chris is on WSCR.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I'll park in a handicapped spot and get out and take a lift.
Awful guy.
Awful guy. Really an awful guy. That's you've passed bad to awful.
Yeah, that's no. I hope you get towed, and I hope somebody blows up your car with a howitzer.
Other than that, he feels pretty good about you.
Here's Matt next on WSCR Friday Fung. Am I a bad guy? Hey, Matt.
Okay, so this story starts out right when I was in my early 20s, about 10 years ago. My, at the time, girlfriend and I, we were coming back from a Labor Day party weekend and had one too many cocktails. And this was in the, right near the Cabrini Green border with Old Town. And she convinced me to jump a fence. Well, me and my inebriated status, jumped the fence, but caught my right inner thigh on one of the poles and needed 40 stitches and almost severed my artery. Fast forward a couple of years where I have a new girlfriend who ends up being my wife. She notices the scar one day and asks me where I got this scar from. Not wanting to admit that I was a dumb, drunk kid jumping a fence, I told her I got the scar saving my ex-girlfriend from getting robbed and got stabbed in my right thigh. Am I a bad guy?
Lying to your wife?
Man, oh man, yeah, don't lie to your wife. You've gone so far beyond bad, we can't see you anymore.
Yeah, why do that?
Why would you?
What would motivate that? Hey, well, that's why we do the segment, right?
Right.
Bill in Milwaukee.
Life's moral lessons right here.
Hi, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, just want to say I love the show. So my story begins with this recent lotto madness where I was in a pool with 30 people where we each drew $20, and it was $600 in Powerball, so 300 tickets. We would have each received around $40 million had we won. We all couldn't believe or imagine what we would do with the money. Well, as it goes, we didn't win the Powerball, but we did hit a $100,000 winner. And I thought to myself, after taxes, it could be around $2,000 to $3,000 a person, where if I just said that we lost, I could receive the lump sum myself. And that's what I did, and nobody knows, and that's why I remain on.
Oh, you don't know that. You gotta fix that.
Wow.
No, I don't know what you got. That's really bad. That's stealing. You're a thief, is what you are.
You're a miserable ass thief.
Yeah, seriously. That's beyond bad. I'm sorry.
Between that guy and the credit card theft guy, am I a thief?
Yeah, I mean, what has happened here? Yeah,
am I a thief? Here's Bob. Bob says, Easter Sunday, my family was sitting in the church basement having a pancake breakfast after sunrise service.
That's where I am.
At our table was my wife, my three kids, my 80-year-old mother, and her 80-year-old friend, Rose. That sounds like a hell of a breakfast. Sorry, I missed it. My mother said Rose had spent the last 2 months taking care of her 102-year-old mother who had just died. And after the usual condolences, Rose said it was time. And more small talk ensued. And after a little breakfast, Rose asked if anyone was a Cub fan. And she said, I'd like to see them win the World Series once before I die. And I said, so'd your mom.
Oh, jeez.
Everyone was repulsed except my son, who thought it was awesome. So I ask your opinion, am I a bad guy?
Well, comparatively speaking.
Yes. Yeah. I would say yes, but I love you.
Yeah.
I say you are, but you're my kind of bad guy.
Comparatively today, you're a prince.
Oh, that's great. All right, we'll do more. 312-644-6767. Keep it here. Am I a bad guy? Friday Fung on the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. The Cubs had a dramatic season in 2015. This season could be even better. Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive acquiring some new players like Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, and John Lackey. They'll join Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, and the rest of the young Cubs stars. It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Tomorrow in the desert, the Green Bay Packers get a mulligan. They got kneecapped by the Cards a few weeks back, but Mike McCarthy is pumped to get another shot. Quote, you're on too many times. You have an opportunity to go back and have a redo. We're looking forward to having a redo. End quote. True, but I've seen a lot of golf hacks get their redos. They hit one onto the road, then they drop another ball really quickly because their foursome's not watching, only to slice it right into the drink. In other words, sometimes redos go even worse. The Packers are not hackers. Their redo is not going to splash the water hazard, but I can't see them hitting it on the green either. The Cards might be the best team in football. The Packers weren't even the best team in their own division. This time, Green Bay won't get blown out, but they won't get over. Cards 34, Pac 27. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech.
I
I'm so surprised. I had no idea. I'm not even prepared. Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Safe driver, multi-car, paid in full multi-policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
All right, we have a big weekend of games coming up. Hope you're excited just like I am. I'm really looking forward to that Pats game. I think that's going to be great. Also, looking forward to the Chiefs game, too. That'll be a good one. Maybe Denver. Denver will be a good one. And I think Pittsburgh is going to be a good game, too, Terry. Hey there, football friends. It's Matt Abaticola, Sports is Life. Well, it's not too early to get excited for the big game, and Xfinity is here to help you. Right now on NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. A few days ago, I told you I watched the Bears highlights in 86, January 26th, I believe to be exact, and the beatdown they gave the Patriots, 44-10. Also checked out Super Bowl 23. Terry covered that one, Niners over the Bengals. Since he led 13-6 going into the fourth quarter, Montana threw TDs to Rice and Taylor for the 20-16 win. And I think Dan covered Super Bowl 35. Our guy, hey, how you doing? Brian Billick, his big win over the Giants of New York. You know, on Xfinity right now, the week, actually coming up with the week of the big game, great. You'll have over 100 hours of coverage of the week of the big game, so that's pretty exciting. So you have to have Xfinity, though, first. And if you don't have Xfinity, you need to switch today and get the HD Premier Triple Play or get started with the X1 Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. Now, the offer ends 3/31/16. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply, so call right now. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Funk is winning. Winning is funk.
We are in the middle of Friday. Funk Boys at Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Am I a bad guy? And we've found more than bad today.
Yeah, we've found some
criminal.
Yep. We found some hideous criminals. And we found some people not necessarily so bad. Some terrific stories so far.
Yeah.
And we will
continue
on with Matt in Frankfurt on The Score. Hello, Matt.
Hello, gentlemen. Make it quick. This past holiday season, I went Christmas shopping for my wife, and I have two young kids. I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 20-month-old son. So I'm at the mall shopping, get everything I need. I got a bunch of crap with me, stroller, all that nonsense. So I come back to my car, and I go around to the side where I have to put my son in the car seat. And I swear on my life, this guy parked so close to my car, I could only open my car about 6 inches, the door, I'm sorry. And I don't even know how they could get out across, out the driver's side door. Long story short, after struggling to get my son in by climbing over and dumping him in, then get my daughter in, and then all the crap, I rolled down my window, and like Aaron Rodgers, I put this spit wad right on his door handle, right where he needed to be. Am I a bad guy?
Even though I get it,
I totally get the anger because I've had that done to me too, where you just can't believe somebody's that much of a plug.
You don't have to, though.
No, you don't have to.
This is from Brooke, who says, in college, my boyfriend was supposed to drive over and visit me. It was a 1-hour ride, and he didn't show up. So I started calling. And 3 hours later, he finally answered super drunk at home with his roommate, and he babbled and hung up on me, and I wasn't able to get a hold of him until 6 p.m. the next day. And when he answered, I told him tearfully that he had said he was going to cheat on me with a girl named Katie. And he was horrified and swore there was no Katie. Over a decade later, we're still together, and I occasionally bring up the fictional Katie when I want to win a small argument. Am I a bad guy? Well, first of all, you're not a guy. And second of all, if you haven't let him in on the bit yet, then yes.
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
Yes.
Yes, that's an easy one. Easy call.
I think that's easy. If you haven't sort of shared with him what you did and you're still milking it,
yeah.
I would say for the initial
Maybe
not. But at this point, if you're dragging it along, then yeah, probably I would
bad
say
guy.
So. Ray and Lyle, you're on The Score.
Hi, guys.
got a question for you. I'm 54, at least at the time I was. I'm 54. I'm dating a 42-year-old who's a hottie. I've never been married. I'm a halfway decent-looking guy and decent living and got a decent job. I've got her daughter living with me, and one night after I took her daughter and her son and her out to dinner, we had them drop us off at this kind of seedy bar in Wild, and my sister called it a place where you got to be careful because people get shot there. So one night, her and I are there, and we're drinking. It's about playing darts and goofing around, and it's about 1:45. I said, let's go. It's getting late. She refused to go because she was dancing and goofing around with these guys. It's what she does all the time, but she never goes home with them. She always goes home with me. So I said, fine, and I left, and I went home and met her daughter at the door. And she says, where the hell is Mom? And I said, well, she's at the bar. And she got all pissed off, ran off, got her brother, and they went and picked up her mother and brought her back to the house, and we had a huge fight. So am I a bad guy, a stupid guy, or what?
I don't know what the hell that was.
I don't either. I'm not sure how to judge that. I think neither one of us, first of all, believe you're a decent-looking guy.
Yeah, no.
We don't. That's the part right there when you said I'm a decent-looking guy. Neither one. We don't believe that.
All I know is it sounds like a situation I want nothing to do with at any level.
Yeah, that's a lot of something for nothing.
Sully in Palos Heights, you're on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
So my buddies and I were going to see Anthrax and Motorhead at the House of Blues. And went to Harry Carey's. We always meet there. And told the guys to be there at 7. I don't want to miss Anthrax. They were opening for Lemmy and the boys. We're waiting. Finally, it's 8 o'clock. My buddy's driving in from Morris. He doesn't text me. He doesn't call me. So I said, forget it. We go to House of Blues. Anthrax comes on. After a couple songs, I see my buddy Daryl tap me on the shoulder. He's like, Sully, you got my ticket? And I'm like, no, I sold it. I don't know where you were. And I go, who's this guy? He goes, oh, this is the busboy from downstairs. I talked him into bringing me up for my ticket. I go, Daryl, I'm sorry, I sold it. He's like, you did, as the busboy dragged him away to throw him out. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
Why would you sell your friend's ticket?
Unequivocally.
Unless you knew for sure he wasn't coming.
The only part you skipped is that you're a decent-looking guy. Pretty much.
Anthrax and Motorhead. Okay.
Anthrax and Motorhead.
Why would you sell your friend's ticket? All right, we'll do a few more.
Woo!
Scoreboard update.
4:30 for the score update studio.
We're definitely okay with where we are. You know, we were obviously aggressive early in the offseason. We had a handful of guys that we really wanted to target, and we did target those guys. And luckily, those deals came together. You know, now we're at the point where, you know, we're certainly having conversations on a daily basis. If something comes together to make us better, you know, that's wonderful, and we'll move on it. But we're happy if we take this group to Mesa.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer feeling good about his team heading into spring training. Hoyer visiting with Spiegel and Goff at Cubs convention earlier today. NBA, the Bulls go for a second straight win. They're home against Dallas. Derrick Rose expected back. Missed yesterday's game in Philly with a knee injury. The Bulls rallying to beat the Sixers behind 53 from Jimmy Butler. The Bulls 5-1 minus Rose this season. Hockey, the Blackhawks looking for a 10th consecutive win. They're in Toronto tonight. The Hawks have scored 34 goals during the streak, an average of nearly 4 goals a game. Hawks have 62 points this season, tied with Dallas for most in the Central. Football, the Lions are keeping their coach. Jim Caldwell will be back next season. Steelers wideout Antonio Brown ruled out for Sunday's playoff game in Denver. Brown has a concussion, so Bengals defensive back Adam Jones apologizing to Brown for saying earlier in the week that Brown was faking it. The Seahawks list Marshawn Lynch as probable for their playoff game in Carolina. Winter has arrived at Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on everything you need to make sure your home is ready. Head to your neighborhood store and don't miss out on the season's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
All right, we're in the middle of Am I Bad Guy, which is actually translated to Should I Be in Prison?
Well, it usually does.
Yeah.
Here's Dan, who says, I was at the Kenny Chesney concert at Soldier Field, and some jackass ahead of me was bitching and complaining that the attendant at the beer vendor was too slow and taking time away from his concert experience. And it's a concert. People drink. There are lines. Welcome to every live event ever.
Yeah.
After a credit card swipe, the attendant left a pen and a receipt for him to sign, which he looked at and walked away. So as she was snagging our two beers, I looked at the receipt, saw the $40 total, and decided the gentleman deserved to give the business a $30 tip. Am I a bad guy?
Oh, boy. go ahead. You call one. I'm
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I again, I get it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Bloomington, yeah. Welcome to the Score.
Hey, thank you. So on my wedding night, some family and friends helped carry gifts up to our hotel suite. That's about 1 in the morning, and we're talking about getting some food because we were getting hungry. And just like magic, there's a knock on the door, and there's a pizza guy standing there with 3 pizzas. And without skipping a beat, my father-in-law hands me the money for that total, and we bought the pizzas. And we went ahead and ate those pizzas. We don't know who ordered those pizzas, but in that moment, they became ours. So am I a bad guy?
Yeah. They're not yours.
Yeah, you all you had to do is say, yeah, you know, you're at the wrong room.
Right.
At the wrong room.
You can simply say, those aren't really
good. Yeah, we'll order. We can wait 40 minutes.
Look, and I've been in college. What would happen is sometimes you'd have a pizza guy where somebody would forgot they ordered it, or they were too high and they forgot, or they'd knock on the door and the person wasn't there. And they come down to the lobby and say, look, does anybody want to buy this pizza? And then you could buy it from the driver for a reduced rate. I mean, whatever. Is that what you get? $5 to take the whole pizza?
Yeah.
But that's because he's offering it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, bad. I'm afraid fits that. Yes,
Mike in Lockport, you're on the Score.
Hi. So my story is, I'm heading home from work one day, and I work the night shift, and it's early in the morning, and the car in front of me rolls out his window, pitches out an empty garbage bag, whatever miscellaneous sandwich he decided to jam down in the street there, and decided to include in our world. So I get kind of had to follow the guy with a little irritation. And noticing that I have an empty bag of garbage on my floor next to me, and take that home with me. But instead, I followed him as he pulled into his neighborhood and into his driveway. I rolled down my window and pitched my garbage bag into his front lawn, along with a bonus Pepsi can and some other debris, and went on my way. Does that make me a bad guy?
Makes you crazy.
Yes.
Bad, I don't know, but crazy, you're touching.
Here's an ex-NIU guy. He's playing golf in a local outing, and it was not for a charity. Winds are gusting 20 to 30 miles an hour. Riding down the fairway, I see a dollar bill. As we got closer, I noticed there's a $100 bill. So I'm thinking my friend in the other cart was going to see it. I dove out of the cart, did a double somersault, and grabbed the cash. And 2 holes later, upwind, there's a par 3 where you could bet on yourself to hit the ball in a circle chalked around the hole, and you could double your money if successful. And the guy was having a tough time in the wind holding onto the cash. My partner said, I bet that $100 bill came from here. And I ignored him, and I felt guilty. And at the end of the round, I went to the clubhouse and got change for the 100 and split it with my foursome. Am I a bad guy?
No, I'll take it.
Not a charity event?
No.
I think yeah. That saves you.
Yeah.
Jason is in Oak Brook and on the Score. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. I have a coworker that pretty much uses me for his determining how he's going to, you know, which way he's going to take to get home every night from work. And before leaving work, we discussed that, you know, I was going to take 88 home. Well, a few moments before getting onto the 88 expressway last night, I had another friend call me up and say, hey, don't take 88. There's a bad accident. Instead of calling my coworker to inform him, I decided to wait about 10 additional minutes, take side streets home, call my coworker and say, hey, did you hear about that accident? Meanwhile, he was stuck right in the middle of it, and he got home 4 hours later. Am I a bad guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely, you
Boy,
are.
Boy, these are easy today.
This is from Nate, who says, I was driving to the hardware store. My trip took me on a main thoroughfare in the city, and a light rain was falling. And at the stoplight, there was an individual holding plastic bags looking lost. And I approached. I knew she was going to attempt to talk to me. And she was at my passenger side window knocking on it. Seemed to be in her mid-50s. And I'm 6'3", 200-pound, 33-year-old guy. And she asked, if she could have a ride to Waukesha, which was further than I was headed. She said her car was broken down in the shopping center, and I asked her what was wrong with her car. She said she just needed a ride to Waukesha. I said, is someone picking you up in Waukesha? She said, not yet. Why do you need to go to Waukesha? Well, you could drop me off at the interstate. I'll have them pick me up there. Have whom pick you up? Do you have a ride? That's where they'll pick me up. I'm not going that far. Would you like me to take you to your car, see if I can help with what's wrong? No, they're coming to get me at the interstate. And I said, sorry, I don't feel comfortable giving you a ride. And I left her there. Am I a bad guy?
No.
Not for a second.
No.
No, that was
Trust
a crazy
anybody.
Person.
Do a double take on the interstate.
Don't let a crazy person into your car.
No. Even if you're married to one.
Well, that's good advice for me. Thank you. In Roselle, here's Matt on WSCR The Score.
Hey, guys. So I was a junior senior in high school about 10 years ago, and I asked this girl out to a movie,
And I asked her, you know, what kind of movie she wanted to see. She said, oh, you know, typical girl response. Oh, I don't care, you pick. So being 17 or 18, the new, I think it was Casino Royale was out, and I decided to take her to see that. So on the way to the movie, she asked what we were seeing, and I said, oh, we're going to go see the new 007 movie. And she gives me this look and says, I don't like those movies. So we're driving there. I'm thinking, all right, whatever. So we're going to go see it anyway. And we're sitting in the theater, and about halfway through, I look over, and she's passed out asleep. So another few minutes go by as I'm more or less stirring in kind of my own anger. I watch the movie. I'm thinking about it. And eventually, I get up, make sure she's still sleeping, get up, walk out, and drive home. Am I a bad guy?
You're a terrible guy. Why would you do that?
Maybe we have to change this to am I a terrible guy?
Because
I think today is really
motivate
crossing
that?
Into some land here, some space.
All right, this is more of what we're okay. talking about here. Surprisingly flexible bonobo says, when a product I purchase from a big box retailer, let's say an electric shaver, breaks inexplicably only a month or two after the expiration of what I consider a too short warranty period, typically a year, I go to the same big box store and I buy an identical one. Then I take the 14-month-old broken one and put it in the packaging for the newly purchased one and return it within the return window for the second purchase with the newly generated receipt. The zombified, exhausted people working the return counters rarely do anything beyond throwing the returned item in a cart and kicking out a refund. I then keep the new working one. To be clear, I have paid for one electric shaver. I have only one, just for longer than the warranty term suggests I should. In my view, this is fair, because the manufacturer of the crappy one ultimately ends up refunding the store for making a product that only lasted 14 months. I also avoid having to pay for a new one every 14 months, which seems a reasonable pushback against a culture of planned obsolescence. But this kind of ignores the hassle factor for the store, who did nothing wrong, but ends up spending time and effort to effectively help me decide on my own initiative what a fair warranty term ought to be. In effect, I make stores help me enforce my own personal warranty. So am I a bad guy?
I kind of like it.
I admire the creativity, I admire the logic. I like the presentation of this. And I would say you win your case, even though technically you've committed fraud.
Yes, you're guilty of that.
Technically, you are guilty of fraud. But
today, I'm okay with it.
But I think you benefit from this relative to some of the other things
I'm okay with. Just about anything short of murder, I think, today. I'm okay with that. Right. I'm good with that.
Hey, I went to Sharon Tate's house and killed a bunch of people.
Sharon Tate under a drive.
Kevin is in Villa Park.
He will dated reference by Sharon Tate.
He will close out Am I a Bad
Too
Guy
soon.
On score.
Okay, I reconnected with a girl I had a crush on Facebook, and we decided to meet for drinks at a bar, and I ended up, we were talking, had a few drinks, and it came out that she had a boyfriend, so she got up to go to the bathroom, and I left without paying anything. Am I a bad guy?
What is with people?
The Boars and Birdseed listeners have hit something
why
here.
Why don't you find out if she has a boyfriend before you agree to go out with her?
It just puts a few bucks on the table and leave. It's okay if you're offended by the fact she didn't tell you that or she held out. It's okay. I would not do it either, but I would pay for what I had.
Right, pay for your own. You have to pay for hers, but pay for what you drank. Don't stick her with a bill.
God, don't go to Facebook. Stay off Facebook, damn it. It's where white people go to live.
As soon as I heard Facebook crush.
Yeah, I know. Facebook crush, no.
Yeah, that's so no good. But that was an outstanding
segment. That is girl crush. Yes, it was, but we really have crossed into some uncharted territory.
We're Boars and Birds.
Our crowd is going to kill people.
We're at the Cubs convention, and the doors to the other room have opened. So people have gone from sitting in this room to now wanting to go stand in another room.
And
so,
thank God for that.
Yes.
We thank God for that.
And they stormed the doors, too. It was like a Cincinnati Who concert.
There are bags of gold on the other side of it. Yeah, we are happy right now. Boars and Birdseed, happy, really, happy, happy.
That was quite a thing. They ran in to box people out to get position.
Yes, they did.
That, and all they're doing is standing there.
So they waited in here for 2 hours. They ran each other. They trampled each other to go in there and stand.
That's what they did.
That's well...
Are they a bad guy?
Well handled.
I'm not sure what they are.
The Boris and Bernstein Show, and we are at the Cubs convention. Oh, my God, and Julie DeCaro is here. Are you here as a fan? Or are you tell me you're working. Okay.
She got a press pass. She got a working press pass.
She's never had a press pass.
You got the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boris and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Terry Boris here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And we got some news for you. Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale is on the table right now.
Right, over $30 million of overstock and clearance mattresses must go. All the best brands are on sale. You guys know Mattress Firm by now. They are America's number one mattress retailer, also the home of our favorite mattress, the Tempur-Pedic.
We love it. So you come in today and you get a luxury pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase Tempur-Pedic, Argar, Arlo, we love that one, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, or Sealy Posturepedic Optum mattress sets. Maddie, let me tell you something. We have been trying to get people a good night's sleep. They give you everything you need to go to a good night's sleep and more.
And I'm telling you, the Tempur-Pedic is so comfortable that even spending a day with Dan and Terry here at the Cubs convention, I'll have a great night's sleep because of my Tempur-Pedic. And you can sleep happy and pay no interest for 5 full years. So go to mattressfirm.com right now to find the store nearest you or call 1-800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms. It's the Mattress Firm overstock and clearance sale going on right now. Mattress Firm, save money and sleep happy.
Right now, you are in your zone, probably listening to something really good. We won't interrupt that, because at AutoZone, being in the zone is what we're all about, which is why we offer free battery testing and charging, so you can spend less time worrying and more time in your zone listening to whatever it is that you listen to. So tap or click the banner and check us out. Okay, ready for this?
In the zone, AutoZone.
That was our jingle. Service available in-store only in California.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's hard to look at those three guys right there and feel like we're not a favorite. I know that's only, you know, on paper is one thing. You have to go out there and perform and show you're the team to beat. But right now, it looks like we are.
Okay. Okay.
Well, they are. Who was that?
Yeah, I'm still recovering from am I a bad guy? We've reached a kind of a decision here that there was something has happened here.
If you were listening closely to yeah, those segments,
not,
there was some disturbing stuff in
yeah,
there.
I understand that when you you do one of these shows and it's a sports show and it's kind of stupid to start with. Well, more than kind of stupid. It actually is a stupid show. And I understand that attracts a certain kind of people. I didn't realize we attracted an entire wing of Stateville. I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
That was a thing. All right.
Anyway, thank you. We appreciate your participation.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, they are headed in to the main ballroom.
Not all of them.
The throng of Cubs faithful in their Cubs clothing, in their red and their blue and their white. And they have all sorts of autographable materials. Why would anybody ask us to sign a baseball?
I don't know. Figure out. That's a great question.
I mean, because you're from Peoria? Oh, that. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure that any explanation is going to be proper.
Short of it, being an axe murderer, Peoria is not an excuse. That doesn't wash anymore.
Yeah, see, Mary got mad because people don't know Mary Dixon of XRT.
Yes.
She is actually from Dixon and of the Dixons after whom the town was named. So I made sure to get it a dig, but I said, but Mary, these are your people. If you look around, this is the people are coming in from all over rural Illinois.
And yeah, rural Illinois.
Said, wait a second. Hold
like
on.
Rural Illinois.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, we came from as far as, and I'm sure there's people here from other countries too and other planets.
Well, if they weren't here for that, they called in the last 40 minutes to tell you that. They may not be from these people from someplace else.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. I saw Mark Gonzalez. We saw George Offman. Mm-hmm. We had Jim Rose walk by, and Maddie could yell at him and tell him to go to the back of the line at Herman's again. And at one point, I did see, I guess, Rick Tellender stumbled over and asked Maddie for a piece of scrap paper.
He did.
Just so he could write down the answer to the question to the Cubs, what are you doing?
He's
going to go in there and he's going to ask the Cubs, what is this plan? And how do you plan to accomplish this? And why did you have to lose all those games?
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. Why is Wrigley Field under construction? What's happening here? What are you trying to do? What are you making us try to swallow here as your grand plan? Let's see, he needed the papers. He's going to finally write it down. See, I was excited that after having it explained multiple times, this would be the one time when he finally writes down the
answer.
And
honest to God, he did come over. He didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Didn't say anything, neither one of us. And that's fine. And I think we are, I'm pretty sure of this, we both graduated college in 1972, I want to say.
We are the same age. But he seems much older than you. Significantly so. Is it because of football?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm not sure, but I think that's right.
So who else? Chef Hans said hello.
Chef Hans was here. Wayne Mesmer was here.
He doesn't age.
He does not age.
That's kind of annoying.
He's doing voiceovers for the station for Cubs games. It's going to be Wayne.
And he's going to sing the anthem for the invocation tonight when everything gets started.
And I told him this, and I mean this, and this is the God's truth. I still think when it comes to doing the national anthem, nobody does it better than he does. I've heard a million different versions by a million different people.
The hockey people are going to get really mad at you.
I don't care about the hockey people.
Because the hockey people like the operatic baritone of Jim Cornelison.
Okay. I'll take Wayne.
Your personal preference.
Am I not entitled to it? Am I a bad guy?
You are absolutely entitled to it, because people feel that Jim Cornelison is the gold standard. It's a more operatic presentation.
Right. Right. I just prefer a little bit more drama to it. Yeah, I just prefer sing the national anthem, as I said many, many times, instead of doing other odd things to it. Not that Jim does, but I prefer him. Anyway, so it was good to see him catching up with people.
We will take caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you'll be the lucky winner of a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
And Mitch is here. I thought Mitch had wandered in with the Cub fans when they opened the doors. There was Mitch flying through.
No, he's shaking hands. He's taking names.
Yes, he is.
He's making sure everything's in order. He's touring the facilities and picking up slack. But it was nice. If you didn't hear our interview with Crane Kenny earlier, there were a couple things that I thought were, that just personally I wanted to find out that maybe you found newsworthy. But it's been clear that there has been a creep toward the number of night games that they want. And that every year it's a couple more, and maybe you lean on a network to get something flexed. But that was the first time that I've heard someone, and maybe Theo or Jed has talked about it explicitly, and I just I didn't hear it or I'm forgetting, but to hear it articulated that they really believe that a more night baseball-based routine is important to sustaining winning.
I think that's
a key part of this. The other aspect was, if you noticed, that the rooftops and the areas around the ballpark are going to be quote-unquote Ricketts-owned businesses. And then Crane said, I'm not in charge of
that.
Not
in the Cubs' name.
Because, and I'm sure he is kind of in charge, but he can't say, right. Or the paper right. trail can't really get back to Cubs or Crane or in his official capacity. I mean, I'm sure he can give advice to whoever is quote-unquote in charge of the Ricketts-owned businesses, because if you put it under that particular area, then it's not subject to revenue right. sharing. That's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. I didn't think so. I thought that's how it was arranged. And I'm thinking, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's what I would do. I mean, they get enough. MLB certainly gets enough. And I mean, we covered a lot of with Crane Kenny, who, and we mentioned him as a survivor. He's been around forever. And, you know, proud of the work that's been done and what's been done. And we caught up a little bit on what's been done and what's to do. So we're a third of the way through only.
Yeah, and I like the fact that the money that they're spending on for the clubhouse isn't just creature comforts.
No.
That where when we were reading it, so I asked him about some of these, the arms race and college facilities, where the college facilities are much more about selling a 17-year-old. Like, oh, mini golf, oh, laser tag, oh, fast food. That it's not the case when you're dealing with some of these multimillionaire professionals. And the idea is you don't have to wait to get treatment. You don't have to wait for a trainer. We have two training tables. And if they do, if they're going to have the whirlpools, they're going to have, I'm sure, what all teams have now. The Bulls are one of the first to do this, and that is have a swimming pool, a pool that's not for swimming. It's just for running and walking and rehab, that's about 3 feet deep, and it's just for guys to be able to have to carry less weight and have less impact when they're working in the
I was covering the Cubs for so long, and so long ago, that those facilities were always just god-awful. It was the most uncomfortable thing you could possibly put yourself through was the Cub locker room. And even any adjunct to it was nothing to ever brag about. So it's just really strange.
Well, now a Tom Scher sighting, and look at this. Boy, you get, I mean, really, unbelievable.
A lion, my brother. Hello, Tom.
So there are, this has been old home week for us, and there it is. Yep. For Tom Scher to look at that and see 670 The Score Cubs radio.
Never.
Unbelievable. I'm still thinking that this isn't really.
Little babies come a long way. Since getting kicked around, they come a long way.
Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on Progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent.
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Telling me, you say no. Scott must be back, and these are just a few of the vast array of fish available at Oak Park Natural Pet during their annual January fish sale. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all African cichlids, 21% off all placostomus, 21% off all live coral, and 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're looking for a Maxima clam or a powder blue tang, who isn't? No worries, Scott has got you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison in Oak Park, where you always find more fish.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period.